This weekend on The Stand Radio, Dr. Robert Gagnon gives us a breakdown of President Trump's executive order against transgender ideology.
Most people, they wouldn't predict that a guy like Trump would go to the mat for that. I mean, we're not going to give him the award of Christian of the Decade. Yet here he is. God is using him as this instrument.
The Stand Radio, Saturdays at 4 and Sundays at 8 p.m. Central on AFR.
It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
It is First Time Callers, so start lining up, folks.
I'm Tim Wildman, and in studio with me is a lot of IQ people. 2020 right there. We got 2020 in this room.
Are you saying our IQ is 20?
I wonder if you meant vision.
If you didn't know you were insulted, then
then your IQ is 20.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday right here on American Family Radio. Trivia Friday it is. I'm Tim Wildman, and today is Friday, April the 4th. So your foolishness should be behind you about 3 days.
Three days in the rearview mirror.
That's right. Ed Battagliano, good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
In the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky, J.J. Jasper.
Great to be here. There's this fellow who had been sharing with his neighbor who was an atheist, and he had a lot of conversations with him, and he was having one more. And the atheist said, "The thing I don't get about you guys, how can you believe in someone that you've actually never seen?" The man said, "Well, I've heard their employees at Home Depot, but I've never actually seen one." And we can say Lowe's, or you could have a lot of fun with that. With, you know, you look down the aisle and there's the tumbleweed, and then you have to find it yourself, and then you have to go through the self checkout. You're like, oh man, come on.
We've all been down those aisles, haven't we?
Yeah.
Hey, can you help me find somebody? I don't think anybody works here, says the person in the aisle with you.
Or have you ever asked somebody?
Well, and we're picking on Home Depot, but that could be.
It could be just about anybody. Have you ever asked somebody, gone up and said, "Hey, where's the, you know, where are the garden rakes or whatever?" And they say, "I don't work here." But they're wearing something that makes you think that.
We're getting older, so one thing leads to another, which in the end, it doesn't mean anything. That we, in terms of our topics of discussion, but I will mention this real quickly. I'm gonna do my best, JJ here.
Okay,
we'll try to squeeze this in 1 minute.
Yeah. Right? Okay.
Really, a 5 minute story. So, true as they say, as JJ would say, true story.
Yeah.
I was at the Opryland Hotel 20 years ago, in Nashville.
Yeah.
Is it still called that, the Opryland Hotel?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
But then, where they have National Religious Broadcasting Convention.
So where I'm there, and I think I'm by myself or. I may have been, anyway, walking through the hall on the way to my room. So I stop an employee.
Yeah.
He's got his shirt on and his name.
Yeah.
Sam, who, Opryland Hotel.
Yeah.
I said, "Hey, excuse me, Sam, can you tell me where room 4594B is?" He goes, "No, I really can't. I don't know where that is. I'm sorry." That's because the hotel is so big.
It's humongous. So
different wings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So expanded. But it was so.
Put me in the right direction.
So the guy working in the hotel, the maintenance guy, couldn't tell me where my room was in the operating hotel. That's when you know you're in too big of a hotel.
Yes.
Now, is it the Gaylord something or
other? Yeah, Gaylord.
Gaylord.
Gaylord Opryland Hotel.
Very beautiful. If you haven't been there, it's spectacular, especially like at Christmas time, things like that.
Trivia Friday, it is, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. That was pretty weak. Let's do that together. Clear your throats. Also known as
Learning University.
That was Pinocchio there.
I'm a real boy.
Yes, joining in. If you want to call in, it's first time callers only today.
Wow.
First time callers only today. The phone number to get online and be on the show, ask and answer a trivia question is this, 888-589-8840.
Little slower, please.
888-589. 8840.
That's Huckleberry Hound right there.
Can we do it one more time?
One more time.
I'll do it real slow for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
888-589-9er. JD would say 9er. 8840. That's right. Your phone number to be on Trivia Friday.
If you've never been on the air with us before.
Yeah, you got to be 11 years old or older.
Right.
And JJ, tell us about the mystery question.
Yeah, one of these original questions. We're each going to offer three questions.
We're going to make an offer.
Yes. Yes.
We're offering them up.
Three each out of these nine original questions. One is a mystery question. You don't know which one it is, hence the mystery. But if you land on it
and
answer it correctly, you're going to hear this sound.
Love the cowbell.
And you can win yourself a real nice AFR cap. Those really are good looking.
Yeah. It can be worn if you're a trucker.
Yes.
Or if you're a ball player.
Yeah.
Or if you're a farmer.
Yes.
Or what?
If you're a grandparent.
A grandparent?
You can wear it. If you're in the yard. You're at the yard.
If you're at the casino, you can wear it.
Stop. Stop.
No, we don't encourage that.
No.
No. Any money you were going to spend at the casino, you need to send to American Family
Radio.
That's
right. If you're going to throw your money away,
throw it this way.
You might as well send it somewhere where they're going to use it.
Speaking of which, not throwing your money away, obviously, next week's our Spring Share-a-thon.
There you go.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Thank you for your love, your prayers, and your support. But please pray for successful fundraisers.
Amen.
Starts next Tuesday.
And if you were going to instead go to the casino, this is your opportunity to just say no and hold that money back. And if you can't, you might have a problem. And this is the perfect
time.
Here's
the phone number to call if you have a problem.
Yes. Yes.
all right. So here we go. By the way, thank you to Lou.
Yes, if you're listening.
One of our listeners from last week, we got a cake delivered here this morning about an hour ago.
Wow. Yes. Thank you,
yeah,
Lou.
Lou, one of our listeners, this cake was delivered by Simply Sweet in Tupelo, Mississippi, a bakery here locally. And we got the cake, and we are devouring it.
Yes.
That was very nice of you.
We are devouring it. And anyway,
did she also send the chocolate-covered pecans? Was that?
That's between you and me.
Oh, okay. Because those were fantastic.
Yeah, and they're going to be. You ate them all?
No, I didn't.
We had a partnership.
I know. We did have a partnership, and you betrayed me by leaving them on my desk. I know exactly what you were doing. Let Ed.
Tim.
He's fat anyway. Let him eat them.
Let he who brings the temptation.
Yes. So I had some, and then I took them to Stacy and Melody.
Okay, you did?
Because
you shared them with other people.
I shared
them. Are there any left?
I doubt it. They.
I ate five or six of them. They were delicious.
Fantastic.
Chocolate-covered pecans.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, chocolate-covered.
Hey, I know.
Based on our question last week about pecans.
Is it pecan or
it ain't pecans.
I know we're saying a lot of things here, but I want to give a shout out to some new friends in Weatherford, Oklahoma. I was there Tuesday night, and First Choice Pregnancy Center there in Weatherford, and I met Kevin and Keisha and Randy and Rhonda and Scott and Kim. Mary's 99-year-old grandmother listens to AFR, keeps her station right there, still listens.
99?
99 years old.
We need to send her a cake.
But yeah. Lenita, Elva, and Dennis, Mike, and Vicky, and the place was packed. I was in God's country.
Yeah.
Beautiful Weatherford, Oklahoma. They've got a museum there. This is pretty remarkable. It is the Lieutenant General Thomas Stafford, a native son. He was an astronaut. He got nominated for the Nobel Prize. He's been on all these things. So he brought back all this space stuff, and they've got items in this museum that are one of the kind in the world. And Weatherford's only like 12,000 people. But this was pretty cool. His mother, Lieutenant General Thomas Stafford, his mother came to Oklahoma in a covered wagon and lived to see her only child fly to the moon. Only in America, boys and girls, right there. Wow. Yeah, but great country. And I talked to over 100 people, and people told me stories about how much they appreciate AFR. So shout out to some new friends
in
Weatherford, Oklahoma. They didn't reach their goal, but it was packed, and they got close to the goal. So please pray for First Choice there in that part of the country.
Amen.
Ed, go with your questions.
All right, here are my three questions. I got a couple Bible questions to start us off. First question, the Old Testament hero Gideon was known by another name after he destroyed his father's altar to the false god Baal. What was that other name? Yep. Hmm. The Old Testament hero Gideon was known by another name after he destroyed his father's altar to the false god Baal.
Yeah.
What's that?
It was a good thing.
It was a good thing.
Yeah.
What was that other name? Second question. There are two books in the Bible named after women. What are they? There are two books in the Bible named after women. What are they? And then third question, seismology is the study of the causes of obesity. Is that true or false?
I hope not.
Seismology is the study of the causes of obesity. Is that true or false?
Here's the deal. When them seismology folks come to your house and knock on the door, the first question they're going to ask you is your class picture, an aerial photo. And then they're going to ask you, have you ever ridden a bicycle built for two? And then they go on from there, and they hook you up to that seismology machine to see where you stand.
Go ahead.
Here's what I've got. First question, Bible question. What was Samson's dad's name? I know that's a little bit of a deep dive. What was Samson's dad's name? Second question, Chuck Woolery was the original host on which popular game show? Chuck Woolery was the first host of which popular game show? Third question, a car question. Which instrument gauge in an automobile displays motor revolutions per minute? Which gauge there in that cluster on your automobile has RPMs that shows the RPMs? What's the name of that gauge?
Good question.
Also a great band. The RPMs.
RPM Speedwagon?
They could go.
RPM Speedwagon.
RPM Speedwagon. All right, so here am I. I got stuck in the food world on questions here today.
It can happen.
So what are the two most common beans that we use to make baked beans?
Huh.
What are the two beans, types of beans that we use to make what we know as baked beans? Got that?
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's why I'm here, Ed.
Yes.
And
one of the reasons, yes.
Number two, baby boomer question. What was the name of the first commercially successful video game released in 1972? 1972, what was the name of the first commercially successful video game? And number three, what are the four main ingredients in ice cream? What are the four main ingredients in ice cream?
That's a good question.
Yep. All right, back to the phones, to the phones.
All right, we go to Ohio, and Ron is on the line. Ron, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, can you hear me?
Sure can.
We can, Ron. Can you hear us?
Yep, I can hear you loud and clear.
Wonders of technology.
Yeah. So where do you live in Ohio?
I live in Steubenville, Ohio, the home of Franciscan University of Steubenville.
I've been there.
To the university?
Yeah, I got my degree. I was grad school there.
Yeah, okay. Huh? All right.
Well, I was going to be a priest, but anyway.
I
decided to stay Protestant.
Oh,
anyway, here's the deal is that you know the most famous person from Steubenville? And Ron knows this.
Don't answer it, Ron.
Dean Martin.
Dean Martin is from Steubenville, Ohio?
Am I right, Ron?
Ron, you there? Ron.
You offended him with your priest.
What
joke.
Did I say? Did I hurt
Ron, are you still there?
Priest?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Did you put your phone on mute?
He hit mute on his chin.
You offended him. What did I say? Did I hurt?
Okay.
Ron?
When did they get cell phones in Ohio?
All right. Hey, Ron, you got to come back to us or we're going to have to let you go.
Go to the light.
It's a radio show.
What's going on? Put Ron on hold.
You know, he's listening.
All right, I'm going to put Ron on.
Put Ron on hold.
His phone might have gone dead or something, and then he's going back in there listening to the radio.
Don't make excuses for him, JJ.
I don't know. That was like a 7-second delay there. You could hear us talking.
Yeah.
Huh?
All right.
All right. Is Ron back?
No.
Well, we
Ron's
tried.
Gone.
Sorry, Ron.
All right. Let's go to Oklahoma. And
just like that, you move on, right?
just move on. Hey, listen, that's what girls did to me in high school.
Just like that.
We dated a couple times.
Just like that, they move on. Didn't take them long to decide, did it?
It sure did.
Date number two ain't happening.
Hey, Peggy. How are you?
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yes, thank you. I've been waiting. I call every week and can't get in, and I got in this time.
Wonderful.
Excellent.
My tip is to call early. What part of Oklahoma, Peggy?
Lawton.
I was in your beautiful state Tuesday, flew into Oklahoma City, went on up to Weatherford. Beautiful country.
Peggy. I love Weatherford. I was born and raised in Texas.
Wonderful.
What kind of dog you got there?
Killer.
Chihuahua. Well,
Chihuahua.
Same thing.
Yeah.
That's right. There's
two little Chihuahuas. They're barking at squirrels right now. Not many of them. They're wet squirrels.
I got a little Maltese. He's about 11 pounds, and he can see. Dogs can see things that people can't see at night, I think, because he
I think it has to do with their hearing, too.
Well, okay. Most people can see things I can't see.
At night?
At night, daytime?
Well, if you'd open your eyes at night, it might work out a bit.
The thing is, Peggy, I'm getting old. You know, just like in the Bible where it says that Moses, his eyes did not grow dim. Well, that ain't my thing.
Yeah.
Well, my little dog, he'll start barking when we're on our patio, and he's looking out into the woods behind our house. I'm going like, what are you barking at?
Yeah, they can't see.
When the coyotes are coming for you.
Yeah. Anyway.
Hey,
he's not going to do anything to stop a coyote.
Let him out.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. Peggy, ask, answer, or both?
He's only 11 pounds. How's he going to stop a coyote?
Well, that's right. Listen,
I try to tell him this, Peggy, but he won't listen to me.
Tell the dog he's getting old.
Right.
I'm like, dude.
Okay, what am I going to ask?
Yeah.
I haven't even thought of that. I've had my...
No, answer which one you want to answer. Let's start there, Peggy. Peggy?
Peggy moved to Ohio.
Which one do you want to answer?
Which one do I want to answer?
Yes, let's start there.
I know I had it together, but I don't remember what
It's kind of like life, isn't it, Peggy? We have it together, and then all of a sudden we don't.
Life is great.
Okay, let's have a reset here. Okay. All right, Peggy, do you want to ask a trivia or answer one or both?
I want to answer, and then if I think of one, I'll try to ask.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
The two women in the Bible.
Okay, good. All right. Peggy, here's the question. There are two books in the Bible named after women. What are they?
One of them is Ruth.
Correct.
Yes. The other one is Esther.
That is correct.
There we go, Peggy.
There you go.
All right, way to go, Peggy. Ruth and Esther.
I love them both. You're both good chapters. Right now, I'm rewriting the Bible. I'm not changing a single word. You know what I'm saying? But I'm taking the words that I've read so many times, and I'm putting them down on paper.
Oh, yeah.
I increased my penmanship, my patience. All these things that God's been wanting to teach me, I'm spending so much time in the Word, actually writing the Word, and understanding what it says instead of reading through it.
Amen. Good. Amen. Well, Peggy, thank you so much for listening to AFR.
Do you have a question for us?
No, I just have a comment. You guys are doing a great job, and thank you for having me on.
Oh, well, you are welcome.
God bless you.
Thank you for your kind words.
Have a great weekend.
I will send a hearty bless your heart.
Yeah, there you go.
To Lawton.
Lawton.
Lawton, Oklahoma.
Been there.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as Learning University. Tim, Ed, and JJ, and we are taking your call. This is first-time callers only today, so if you've never gotten on the air with us, hey,
this could be your chance.
This is your time. Yep. This is your time to shine.
Shine on.
Hey, so Lawton, Oklahoma, years and years ago, Sheraton, somebody put together like a big loop to hit about 10 cities and take Sheraton on the road. And it was me and my mother-in-law, who was a station manager, and then a couple of engineers, and we just went to one city and another one, Cape Girardeau and just made a big old loop. And one of the ones we stopped was Lawton, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And so on their way there, they said, what kind of things do you like to do? What are your hobbies? And I said, I love to horseback ride. They, where we met, like at the station, and we greeted yeah. listeners, and one we met at like a little, you know, breakfast thing and just met the listeners. But they showed up with a horse trailer and a horse, and I got to ride this horse across the parking lot.
Oh,
Lawton,
wow.
Oklahoma.
So, now, I think I remember seeing a T-shirt.
There was a T-shirt,
did we make a T-shirt
that had all the cities.
Yeah, I
right.
remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, and that was a lot of fun. We only did that once.
So you just would report back into Share-a-thon
Central?
We would
report back and say, here, we're here with Bill and, you know, Linda and all these people. And, you know,
how many towns were
it? It was a lot. It was about 9 or 10 towns in a couple of days.
You had to fit those into Share-a-thon.
Yes, we did breakfast in one city, lunch in another city, supper in another city, and did that for about 3 days.
Gained 10 pounds on that trip. All right, back to the phone.
All right, we're going back to Ohio, and Patricia is on the line. Patricia, welcome to Trivia Friday.
All right, back to the phone. Back to Ohio.
Patricia, are you there?
Yeah, she's there.
Yes, I am, fellas.
Yeah, hey, welcome to the program. You might want to turn your radio down so you don't get confused by the feedback.
It's down.
All right.
Where do you live in Ohio, Patricia?
I live in Columbus, and I just wanted to say good morning to you, fellas. Well, I really enjoy your radio program.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, that's very kind of you there, Patricia. Thank you for saying that, and we have a lot of great listeners.
Amen.
In the Buckeye State. We were looking at a station, maybe buying a station over in Dayton. How far is that from you?
It's about an hour and a half.
Okay. Well, anyway, we don't have a station in Dayton. We have
that's
one in
a pretty good size city, yeah. though, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Dayton is. I think yeah. Dayton's like the third or fourth largest city in Ohio.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Maybe the Lord will work that out.
All right, Patricia, do you want to ask, answer, or both?
I would like to ask.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you fellas name the four original Lennon sisters, and then can you list them from the oldest to the youngest?
Okay, here's as much as I know on the Lennon sisters. First of all, their older brother, John, was...
We're off to a bad start,
what?
Patricia.
Have I got the wrong family?
I think that's the wrong family.
Okay, anyway...
You know, John Lennon's middle name is Winston. Almost use that for a trivia.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so you know, here's the deal. You know what his mama's favorite cigarette was. We got that much decided.
All right, so Winston. So the question, the Lennon sisters were a popular family singing group.
40s, maybe?
Very popular.
All right, okay, can I ask this first, Patricia? Weren't there four of them?
There were four original girls that were on the Lawrence Welk show.
All right, so
okay,
that
I
was,
do remember that
I was
much.
Thinking of the Andrews.
And a one, and
they
a
were
two,
probably the
and
boys.
A three.
Okay, so there were four of them, and you were, man, I'm not going to be able to.
I'm going to go with some old names. There was Linda, there was Barbara, and there was
Beatrice,
Mary.
And Beatrice.
And
Ann.
Beatrice.
And Ann.
All right, did I land on, did I get one or two guess?
No.
Oh,
no.
Wow.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah, tell us the answer.
What are the chances of just throwing out random names?
No, but no.
And
but
not
Barbara,
those were
Linda,
names from that era.
Yeah. One of those should
you
have.
You mean you're telling me there's no Mary or Barbara in there?
Correct. There's okay. No Mary, no Barbara.
Okay, what are they?
The oldest was Diane, then Peggy, then Kathy, and the youngest was Janet.
Was she in Curls? The youngest was in Curls.
Hey, that was quick.
Perhaps.
That's, you know what that show's from, right? The Brady Bunch. And
so,
the youngest one in Curls.
So their heyday was the 60s, am I right?
Correct, yeah.
You know, those were those same group of names there. I just missed all around them.
Where were Janet, they? Where were they Diane? From, Patricia? Where were they?
From California. I don't remember what city.
Okay. Were you a fan? I mean, why are you asking that question?
I just remember the Lawrence Welk show
right.
And remember them being on it.
They were
on a lot. Do you remember a guy named Guy Hovis?
No, I don't.
Okay, he's from Tupelo.
He was on the Lawrence Welk show.
He was a singer on the Lawrence
Welk
show.
That's right.
Thank you so much for your call, Patricia. May the Lord bless you. We'll be back in a moment.
Will you take a moment and celebrate life with me? Last year, Preborn helped to rescue over 67,000 babies from abortion. Hi, this is Ed Vitagliano, and I want to thank you for your partnership. Think about what you did. 67,000 babies are taking their first breath now because of you. Your $28 sponsored one ultrasound that was given to a woman as she was deciding about the future of her child. Once she saw her precious baby for the first time and heard their sweet heartbeat, her baby's chance at life doubled. But Preborn's mission is not only to rescue babies' lives, but also to lead women to Christ. Last year, Preborn Network clinics saw 8,900 women receive salvation. Your help is crucial to continue their life-saving work. Your caring, tax-deductible donation saves lives, so please be generous. To donate, go to preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR. Or dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Your love can save a life.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this topic point aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a three-hour tour, a three-hour tour. The weather started getting rough.
All right, Gilligan's Island. Can't get enough Gilligan's Island, right, JJ?
And the original pilot, Aunt B, was going to be the captain of that ship instead of Jonas Grumby.
Oh, you lie.
Aunt B was the one that they were going to have.
Really?
They want a kind of a women's lib thing going on, and they wanted to have a woman.
He's got you going.
He's trolling.
No, he's reeling you in, buddy.
Have you ever?
Yeah, he's doing what I do to people.
What's that verse that says hook, line, and sinker? I think that's something out of Benjamin Franklin.
Once I said, "Are you serious?" He started getting real excited about it. And,
doubling down.
Yeah, and then the story started to grow.
You serious, Clark?
All right. Aunt B. Boy, I fell for that. She was already on the Andy Griffith Show by then.
Tim, Ed, and JJ here. You're listening to American Family Radio. It's Trivia Friday. We're here every week on Friday. That's a giveaway, Trivia Friday. And we ask trivia questions and we answer yours. So when you call in, we prefer that we do both. So be prepared to ask us a question as you answer one of ours. And it's first-time callers only. We have a bank full of phone calls. Of folks are standing by, ready. But here's the phone number if you want to call and try to get in, 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. Ed, go ahead with your question.
All right. Start off with a question from the Bible. The Old Testament hero Gideon was known by another name after he destroyed his father's altar to the false god Baal. What was that other name? Second question. Seismology is the study of the causes of obesity.
Yeah.
Is that true or false? Mm-hmm. And then a science question. How many elements are in the periodic table?
I counted those so many times.
Oh, yeah. When you're in class,
looking up there at that.
Over the chalkboard.
Y'all had them too. Everybody had them, I guess, the chemistry.
Yep. Yep.
The elements.
Anyway, that's what I got.
Anyway, I got emotional.
Did you really? The periodic table?
Well, over the periodic table. That was something that really ministered to me.
It affected people different huh? In different ways.
It does.
It ministered to you.
And we shouldn't judge.
Yes.
Here's what I've got.
Well, I'm going to judge. That made you emotional.
First question.
I didn't tell you the reasons it made me emotional. Are the emotions that emoted from me?
First, it's tough when those emotions emote. I'm sorry.
We can keep interrupting JJ.
No, it's fine. First question.
The worst thing about interrupting people is that it's annoying. Sorry, JJ.
It's annoying.
First question from the Bible. What was Samson's dad's name?
Yeah.
What was Samson's dad's name? That's kind of a deep dive. Second question. Chuck Woolery was the original host on which popular game show? Chuck Woolery. Third question. Which instrument gauge in an automobile displays RPMs, revolutions per minute? What's the name of the instrument gauge that displays RPMs.
RPMs. Now, I do want to rule this out. Samson's dad's name, that's what you're wanting, right?
Yes.
Was not Chuck.
No.
Right. That's Woolery.
Absolutely.
Which is the next question.
Did I blur those?
That's you did right. a little yeah. bit. Chuck it kind of got blurred.
Woolery.
I thought you were trying to do a little, you know, secret yeah. giveaway or something.
Right, right. No, it wasn't Chuck or Charles.
Okay.
I'll give you that. A hint for
that
you.
That narrows it down.
Yeah.
Significantly.
My questions are as follows. What are the two most common beans that we Americans use to make baked beans? We love us some baked beans, don't we?
I'm ambivalent towards the baked bean family.
Yeah.
But
anyway.
It's one of my favorite things to do. Late at night, you got the munchies. I'll get me a little box of those Boston baked beans. Mm-hmm. And I love them things for the RC Cola.
Yours come in a box?
Boston baked beans.
Oh.
All right.
Whole different category.
Y'all tell me when I continue with my questions.
Yeah, that's the thing about interrupting, isn't it, Tim?
That's why I'm very conscientious, that I don't interrupt people.
I know. We know that.
What are the two most common beans used to make baked beans? Number two, baby boomer question. I usually have one every Friday. What was the name of the first commercially successful video game released in 1972? The first commercially successful video game. And finally, from the kitchen comes this question. What are the four main ingredients in ice cream? The four main ingredients in ice cream. Back to the phones, Ed.
All right, let's go to Tennessee, boys. And Joe is on the line. Joe, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you very much. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller.
Well, welcome to the program. You did things right. This is first-time yep. Caller.
Where do you live in Tennessee, Joe?
Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, home of Fred Thompson.
Yes,
oh, Fred
yes,
Thompson,
yes.
The actor, and he was governor, too, wasn't he?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then south of you guys, west, boy, right across out there, talking about the one that got hit by the
tornado.
The tornado, Selmer. Yeah,
yeah,
Selmer.
It's not too far. Yeah. That's about an hour from here.
So I don't know if it made it all the way up to Linden and up through there, but it was. You guys got some nasty weather. And
people
yesterday.
Lost their lives there. I
yeah,
think.
They really did in Missouri. Please be praying, Missouri, Indiana.
It'll be bad again tomorrow or tonight.
Right. How about? Right. How did you guys do with that weather coming through?
We didn't have much of it. We had some wind, a little bit of rain, but nothing drastic. Nothing as bad as they had there.
Right.
Ask, answer, or both, Joe?
I'll answer a question.
Okay. Which one do you want to answer?
The one about the RPMs?
Yes, sir. Here's the question. Which instrument gauge in an automobile displays motor revolutions per minute, or RPMs?
Revolutions per minute? That would be a tachometer, correct?
There you go.
All right. Ready to go.
And a lot of us just call it the tach. And now this used to be just in sporty cars, but then they started to put it in a lot of cars. You got your speedometer, then you've got your tachometer.
How do you know that, correct. Joe?
I'm a mechanic of 40 years.
There you go.
Hey, Joe, you're a mechanic of 40 years, like in the shop under the hood type thing?
Yeah, you know, shade tree.
Yeah, yeah, that kind. Well, let me ask you this. How much, the computerized.
Tim, just take your car to the shop, okay? Don't ask.
For free advice?
He's not going to be able to fix it.
Oh, trust me, I do, brother. I don't even, huh? I don't even guess what's wrong.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you. How
that's
rude.
Okay. So how much did that computerized automobile switch change your profession?
A lot.
Yeah.
I also drive, I'm classified as a delivery specialist here at O'Reilly's. And people will come in and they'll say, my check engine light's on. And I go, yeah, mine's been on for 20 years. I just cover it with a piece of tape.
I like that attitude.
So, oh, man. But car mechanics, I mean, you just like you said, under the shade tree, those they're still that profession's still around, but it's just not as prominent as it used to be.
I'm going to try not to get on soapbox here, but when you have
now you have Google Mechanic.
Yeah, Google Mechanic.
Yeah, when you have a when you have
Mechanic. They Google everything. Yeah,
when you have young whippersnappers in college designing things and they've never worked on anything like Joe, and Joe can tell you this is true. There are motors that have come out that you have to take the motor mount off and jack up the motor to change the last plug. Talking about the spark plugs.
Yeah.
Joe, that's true, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And see, who is a mechanic didn't design that. Some kid in college, you know, that went to work for Ford or GM, and they just said, hey, I'm going to design this new motor. And you have to take the motor mount off, get a jack the engine, tilt it up just to be able to reach and get to the spark plug.
Wow.
And Joe can remember the fuel pump used to have a little hook on it. You hooked it on the side of the motor and fix it in 15 minutes. They've put it down inside the gas tank. Now, you got to take your gas tank off if it's got 200 pounds of fuel. Take it off, take it out of the gas tank so you know it's going to go out. Why put it down inside the gas tank when it used to be so convenient? You could reach over the fender.
Well, I'll tell you one thing's going to take care of that, my friend, is the tariffs.
Just slap a cup of
tariffs,
they'll stop doing that kind of stuff.
Sorry for getting on the soapbox, Joe. I'm a little bit of a car guy.
That's fine. JJ, I met you when you came to Lawrenceburg.
Oh, wonderful. Well, well, thank you for listening to AFR. Yeah.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it, my friend. From Tennessee, Joe calls. We go next. Where do we go next, Ed?
All right. He didn't have anything else that he...
No, he didn't have a question.
Okay. All right. We go to Mississippi, and Rob is on the line. Rob, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, JJ, this is your Domino's delivery driver. How you doing?
Oh, my word. Not only is Rob a Domino's delivery driver, he's a pastor. And I heard him the first time he delivered a pizza, he had in his car going the Bible on tape. And I said, here's a man of my own heart. And I said, I don't know who you are, but you just blessed me hearing the Bible on tape in your car. We had church right there in the driveway. Then when we would order a pizza, we would request that Rob would bring our pizza.
Oh, he's right. You're a Domino's pizza delivery guy?
Part-time? Yeah, you know, you got to be bivocational sometimes.
Yeah, well, I bet something that you never say to your family, Rob, is, hey, let's order out pizza.
well, when you got three little kids, they're always wanting pizza too. So I know, but it's like,
okay. Hey, now, Rob, we've prayed together in our home. This brother loves the Lord. He's the pastor of a church. And so pray for Rob and his church and his flock there. Hey, Rob, ask, answer, or do both, buddy.
Well, since I preached on Judges recently, I'm going to go with the father of
All right.
Samson.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. What was Samson's dad's name?
That'd be Manoah.
Manoah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Manoah. How you spell that, Rob? For a hat. For a hat.
There's some silent letters in there. M-A-N-O-A-H. I'm driving. So.
That's it. Yes, sir.
Oh, is it
M-A-N?
Well, I thought we were let Tim. Tim, why don't you answer and see if you know if he spelled it right.
Oh, Rob, what's the name we're looking at? Manoah?
Manoah?
He said if he could spell it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's mockery going on.
You got
on
me,
there.
Ed. I don't know
how to spell it. I'm just.
But did he get it right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You got it.
All right. Now we're going to give a ball cap to JJ. He can give it to you when you deliver the pizza next time.
Okay. All right. That'll work.
Now, Rob, I'll tell you what.
When
we're finished on the air, please stay on the line. We'll put you on hold. And get your information. We will send it in the mail. No telling when JJ will be.
That's right.
Is he local?
Local.
Oh, we'll send it in the mail though.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, what's your question?
Is he local?
For us?
He's local.
Well, I got a.
Is he local?
I'm a big baseball fan.
No, he lives in Texas. He just drives over here to do part-time pizza delivery.
Well, he said he was bivocational.
But he delivers pizza to JJ's house.
Anywhere in Mississippi is what I'm saying.
Not to deliver pizza to my house. He wouldn't come up from Jackson.
Okay, that part I didn't. That part I didn't.
Yeah, I would just
quite paying attention.
Yeah,
I guess I shouldn't have been texting.
It's one of those things. Just stop right there.
Hey, go ahead with your question to us. It's baseball, Tim. So listen up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Who has the most hits, all time hits, without being in the Hall of Fame?
Pete Rose.
It'd be Pete Rose.
Yeah, Pete Rose.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yes, sir.
But
and maybe they're going to overturn that. I hear maybe, you know.
Well, he passed away.
Right, but what is that word?
Posthumously. Something like that.
Posthumously?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
We got three different.
Well, you're talking about
gambling. Depends on where you're from.
Hey, God bless you, buddy, and we'll see you down the road.
And everybody who orders pizza locally, make sure you order from Domino's and ask for Pastor Rob.
There you go.
All right, repeat our questions, fellas.
Okay. The Old Testament hero Gideon was known by another name after he destroyed his father's altar to the false god Baal. What was that other name? Kind of like a nickname. Second question, seismology is the study of the causes of obesity.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true or false? And then final question, how many elements are in the periodic table? And we know that this can be very emotional for some of you when we talk about
it is for me,
the periodic table.
Of my college chemistry class there.
You guys were the first to have support dogs, weren't you? Support animals in college chemistry?
Yeah, college chemistry, yeah. It's some... I don't know. It was mixed emotions, really. Anyway, I'll talk about it later.
If you can talk about it later.
Here's what I've got. First question, Chuck Woolery was the original host of which popular game show? Chuck Woolery.
Mm-hmm.
Second question, going to add one, and only a few people will know this. What letters in American Sign Language require you to move your fingers? You know, there are a lot of people that do sign language at church service, you know, there. But with sign language, you have to move your fingers for two of the letters. Which two? And then I'll add another one, multiple choice. Which country has the most airports? Is it A, Brazil, B, Canada, or C, USA? Which country has the most airports?
By the way, I was going to mention, we had the question about Samson's dad. My wife and I are going to have a garden this year. Anybody know where I can get some manioa?
You know, put in the garden.
I understand it helps.
It helps.
Stuff grow.
It helps. Yes, sir. So, it's a good kind of fertilizer. Yeah.
The manioa?
Yeah, that manioa.
Get you a couple of bags of manioa, throw them in the pickup truck, and you're on your way. All right. So here are my three questions. None of them have been answered or even attempted that I can since the show started, which is very disappointing. What are the two most common beans we Americans use to make baked beans? Baked bean season will be here before you know it, right?
Baked beans. There's a season, and you better not
summertime.
You better not get caught making Boston baked beans out of season.
No.
You'll get a fine.
Yes, you will. All right, number two question, a baby boomer question. What was the name of the first commercially successful video game released in the year 1972? And finally, what are the four main ingredients in ice cream? And ice cream is in season, out of season.
You mean like if you're screaming for ice cream?
Yeah, if you are. And yes, sir. So what are the four main ingredients in ice cream? Back to the phones.
All right, let's go to Kentucky, and Phyllis is on the line. Phyllis, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi there.
Hi, Phyllis. Where do you live in Kentucky?
In Lexington.
Okay, well, welcome to our program. Do you know where Man of War Church is?
I know where Man of War is.
A Man of War is a boulevard there, right? A main drag?
Yes.
Anyway, we have a friend who's the pastor there of the Man of War Church.
Mitchell Toll.
Yeah.
It's a great church, and he's an awesome man of God. I'm glad you're in Lexington. Weather-wise, Paducah got hard hit, and they're talking about flooding. Pray for that area. They're talking historic flooding in the Paducah area.
Yeah.
You want to ask?
Oh boy, in Louisville too.
There's a train. Not to get too much in deep in the weather there, but I was looking last night. There is a weather pattern that does develop where it's like the same thing happens day after day after day for like 4 or 5 days in a row, and that's what's happening all the way from Arkansas through Missouri, Kentucky. I don't know if it goes into Indiana and Ohio, but it's like rain.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway,
we've really been getting it.
Phyllis, thanks for calling. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Well, I was going to answer that RPM question, but that guy a while ago got that.
Well, are you?
My husband and I have hot rods, so I help him with working on them a little bit.
Oh. You have a hot rod? Like a racing car?
Well, not racing car, but 66 Chevelles. We've had Chevelles. And
66 Chevelle, one of the prettiest Chevelles ever. I had a 64 Chevelle Malibu Super Sport, but how low and sleek that 66 is. Boy, that, do you guys have a 396 in it, or what have you got, a 350?
No, we had a 350, but we don't have it anymore. We've gotten too old and decrepit to have motorcycles or cars anymore.
Well, you don't sound older.
What do you got, like a 10-speed now or something? What do you got, Phyllis?
Hey, Phyllis, listen, I used to do a little racing in high school. I had a Yugo. Man, I think that thing would fly.
It'd go from 0 to 60 in a day and a half.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Now, since Phyllis had hot rods, to something just for the person listening. Your tachometer has a red line, and when you're shifting, if you want to get all you can get, if you're street racing or on a track, you go to the red line, then you change gears, go to the red line. You don't ever want to exceed the red line, even though you can. Because you can blow your motor up. And so if you're here, everybody said, man, I was down the road and I was redlining it. Is that what that means? And that's what that means. And there are some auto shops called like red line.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because there's a red line on your tack. Like you don't want to go past that. And Phyllis,
but you want to use everything you got.
You want to use everything you got right up to the red line and then, shift.
I can vouch for that. When I do donuts downtown. That red line, you got to watch that thing. It's amazing.
You go right up to the line. You don't want to go over.
No, that's right.
Police get all upset. try to shut you down. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Very disappointing.
Phyllis, ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to try to answer that seismology.
All right, Phyllis, here's the question. Mm-hmm. Seismology is the study of the causes of obesity. Is that true or false?
No, that's false.
That is false.
Thank goodness that's false.
Do you know what seismology is the study of, Phyllis?
There's something in the earth, but I couldn't tell you.
It's earthquakes. Study of earthquakes. I thought I did a pretty good job there on size.
Something in the earth. Something in the earth. She moves.
We're getting so far off track. My older brother, just a year older, he got a summer job working for the seismology people, and they had to go in a straight line, and they were taking and putting these leads and putting these things in the ground, and they were going through swamps in Louisiana, and he said, man, I was worried about getting eaten by an alligator or some kind of big old snake. It didn't matter what was happening. He said that they had to keep going in a straight line and put these little diodes or something in the ground. They gave them machetes, and they would just go. And he said they'd be chest high in swampy water going through
there. Like if an alligator grabs you when you're in chest high water, a machete is going to help.
Right. And he did that for the whole summer, got with this crew, and they did that. And the mosquitoes and all, to hear him tell about it, it's like he was in Vietnam.
He still suffers from malaria sometimes.
So, hey, what's your question for us, Phyllis?
I don't have one, but I think I might know that video game answer.
Oh, no, you can only answer one at a time, though.
We only have a few questions, and we want to make it fair for all the listeners.
Keep listening to see if you do know it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, thanks, Phyllis.
All right, next caller, Ed.
All right, go to Virginia, and Mike is on the line. Mike, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yes, sir. Hello, Ed. Thank you.
Hey, Brother Mike, where are you calling from in Virginia?
I'm calling from Henrico County, Virginia. It's just outside of Richmond.
Yes, sir. Well, listen, good to hear from you. We got a lot of great listeners in the Virginia, in the, especially in the Richmond area. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
You were going to say something about you and somebody?
No, me and my wife and my son love listening to y'all's show, and a lot of the programs on AFR. It's an awesome radio station. We love what y'all do.
Well, thank you, Mike. Appreciate it very much. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I will do both.
Which one you want to answer?
It's Ed's question, the seismologist question.
We just had that one.
The caller just before you answered that.
Oh. Yeah.
What were you going to say, Mike? What were you going to say? Did you think that was true or false?
It's false.
It is. It's false.
Correct. Hey, you got another one you can take a stab at?
I'm trying to think of the other one. Both that one and the tachometer. I know it'd been answered.
I'm going to give you a layup here. You should be able to get, Mike, and that is, what are the four main ingredients in ice cream?
You call that a layup?
Cream.
What?
I'll go ahead and guess that.
Okay,
one.
Go.
Cream, heavy whipping cream.
Yeah, that's one.
Eggs.
Yeah, that's two.
Sugar.
That's three. You got one
and
more.
And then your fruit or whatever you're going to mix into it.
You're going to have some bad ice cream right there, my friend. All right, think about this. Four main ingredients. I'm going to help you out here, Mike.
Work with him.
Eggs, you got that right. Heavy cream, yes. Sugar, yes. You're missing one main big-time ingredient, and ice cream. What is that?
I don't know.
Mike, you there?
I thought that was where the cream came in.
No, milk.
Yes.
Milk. Oh.
Okay.
Milk, but you got three out of four. That's a 75, yeah. So that's a C.
You had me beat on that.
You got
that.
A C.
That's
some
not
places,
bad, Mike.
Some places a C+. So eggs, milk, cream, and sugar. Mike got three of the four. Do we need to hold on? Wait.
No, I think that's.
Mike, is that it, my friend?
No, I had a question.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, Mike.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.